Hi, I'm John Preston, and I'm here to introduce some clips that illustrate my practice. I call it Participatory Community Radio, but it's a bit of a mouthful, so PCR for short. And in this instance, it involves various community groups making radio. Now, this isn't technically a radio show. It's a practical submission as part of my thesis. But if you don't mind, I'd still like to keep a bit of music in here and there. Okay, this first set of clips is from a series called The Family Shows. It's an intergenerational project that ran over 3 years, and this selection illustrates people from opposite ends of the age spectrum sharing their voices with each other and a wider radio audience.
Tasty.
Relaxing.
Fun.
Exciting.
Classy.
Deep.
All you could ever want from a radio show.
All you need for summer.
The Family Summer Show on Brit FM.
Get to know it.
I love those jingles. Hearing those back is often the first time that the participants ever hear their public voices. Here are those two again, discussing something that they have in common, despite the vast difference in their ages. Siblings.
Today we're here to talk about siblings.
Yes.
And the first question is, how many siblings do you have, Lena?
10. 5 sisters and 4 brothers.
And where do you come in that order?
I'm the second.
How do you get on with your siblings?
I get on very well with them, but one in particular I get on quite well with. That's the eldest.
Okay, and why do you get on with your eldest?
Because she is quite close. She understands more than any one of us, and she helps me out quite a lot.
Okay, did she take that role in your children?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So that's why you're quite close with her?
Definitely. How many brothers and sisters have you got?
I have 1 sister and then 1 on the way. I don't know.
Okay. Tell me about them.
Well, my sister, her name's Kamara and she's 9 years old.
Okay. How do you get on with your siblings?
I get on quite well, but sometimes, they're annoying. That's the usual stuff with little sisters, probably.
Okay.
But, you still love them.
Okay. Where are your siblings?
They live at home with me.
Okay.
Is there something special about your siblings compared to your friends, Leah?
Yes, there's something special. I mean, my siblings is my blood.
Yeah.
And because they are your blood, you're quite close to them.
Yeah.
But a friend... You can be very close to a friend because things that you can say to your friends, you wouldn't be able to say, you wouldn't say to your sister anyway.
Yeah.
And things you say to your sister, you wouldn't say to your friends. So, you know, they have the different closeness.
Is there anyone out there that is like a sister to you, Lena?
Yes, one person. Her name is Shirley. She's a very kind person. She's loving. And we do lots of things together. We talk about our children together. We go places together. You know, we visit each other quite often. Yeah. So she's very close to me, very close. Is there something special about your siblings compared to your friends?
Yes. Your siblings, like you said, that you tell them things that you wouldn't tell your friends because it's different. Conversations and probably private to you.
Can a friendship be as close as a sibling's?
Yes, you don't want to do the same activities as your sibling with your friend or go places, for example, parties or sports activities. You don't do it with your sister, you'd probably do it with your friend, your best friend. Or
okay. Yeah. Is there someone you've got close as a sibling's?
Yeah, probably my best friend is probably outside of school because we grew up together and I'm the same age. Yeah, basically like a brother to me.
Okay.
Thank you, Lena, for this conversation.
You're welcome. And thank you, Liam.
You're welcome, Lena. Most interesting conversation.
Yes.
The exchanges that you're hearing are part of the process on the project, but they also make up part of the final shows. Here are two voices, this time discussing their respective hopes for Christmas.
What would you like for Christmas?
I would like all the hard work that I've been doing all this year towards my football to become accomplished, to get signed for a football academy, and I want my mum to get me another pair of Vans. What would you like for Christmas, Karine?
World peace is the thing that's high on my list.
Why is that?
Because there's too much trouble going on in this world. And it would be a good thing if, you know, we could live in peace amongst one another. And what else would you like for Christmas?
I would want to see my dad because I haven't seen him in a long time.
Two quite different Christmas wish lists there, just to give you a short example of the content for the shows and to illustrate the exchanges that can happen on the project. Quite quickly, these radio partners start to have fun together with it all.
Good morning, Lena.
What, brother?
Can you tell me your favourite food in the Caribbean?
You've sent me right back a yard. Rice and peas and curry goat. Hockey and saltfish, name it. Me love it.
Lena, the mic's alive now.
Whoops. You're listening to the Family Summer Show on Brit FM. Very interesting.
Know that.
There's more going on than just radio. Let's hear from the participants about that. Here's the women first.
Working with the younger ones was quite exciting, you know, mixing with, you know, the young ones.
Well, tell me a bit more about that. What did you think when you first realized that's what you were going to be doing?
Yeah, well, I really didn't think I was going to, you know, be young one. I thought it was just people my age and probably a little bit younger. But when I saw them, you know, it was quite interesting to know that I was going to work with youngsters.
Were you apprehensive at all about it?
Not really.
Have you worked with young people like that before?
No, I haven't worked with young people. I've worked with younger people in the workforce where I was kind of a leader for, you know, the team. So it was kind of a old hat for me, really.
Old hat. But you weren't, I mean, in some ways you were working as a team, weren't
yes.
you? With those?
Yes.
You were working as a team, yes. weren't you, with those guys?
Yes.
Did you feel that age was an issue?
Not really. No. I don't really look on age as an issue.
Did you feel they had felt that, or did you feel very welcomed?
No, I didn't get anything like that from them, really. Because they were really quite nice lads, you know. Not rowdy or anything like that. They were quite nice.
Yeah. Isilda, what about you in terms of the teamwork thing?
Well, with the teamwork, I enjoy work with Khalida. Very interested working with him.
He's a nice boy, wasn't he?
Yeah, very nice boy, very quiet. And
you were both quite nervous in that presentation.
Both of us are nervous. And the part that, you know, when it coming onto my turn, if he was so very, you know, he tried to think if I remember. And he touched me and said, remember that is my part.
So do you feel he was supporting
so
you?
He was really supporting me, which is good.
Yeah, that's nice. Now, you mentioned earlier confidence, something that you particularly mentioned that, Corinne. Talk a little bit about that in terms of the confidence you feel it might have given you, this project.
Well, what shall I say now? It gives me a confidence to know that I can, you know, work with people and to do something like this, which I never dreamed that I would, you know, do. So it makes me feel a little bit more confident that maybe I could go on to do something more than this. Yeah?
Something that came up that I really wanted to ask both of you. But I think it was you, Isilda, that said to me that you hadn't told anybody or hardly anybody in your family that you were doing this.
No.
Tell me a bit about that.
I would just like to give them a surprise. I don't say nothing to them that I'm on the show.
You didn't tell anyone. Why do you think that was?
I don't know. You know, you can listen to your own voice. And it's only when someone says, oh, you sound good. Mm-hmm. Then I say, oh.
You're going to get a CD copy of it. Would you play it to them,
Oh, yeah.
Will you play it to them?
I'd put it on. And so listen to this.
Do you think they'll be surprised?
They will surprise. They will surprise. I didn't say nothing to them.
What? So you haven't actually told anybody at home yet?
No.
Okay. Are you nervous about telling them?
I'm not really nervous about telling them. I just want to keep it as a secret. And then to see if the expression as...
Expressions.
Mm-hmm. Expression of their face.
Does it feel a little bit like it's your thing that you're doing?
Yes.
Yeah. How many people did you tell, Corinne, in your family?
My husband and one granddaughter.
Your husband and one granddaughter. Yeah. Who did you tell first?
My husband. Because he's at home and I'm leaving to come here, so I told him. But he doesn't know what it entails. He doesn't really know what I'm...
What do you tell him?
I told him about, you know, the equipment and things like that. But he doesn't know anything about the radio show or anything like that. Neither of them knows what, you know, details.
Why do you think you kept it?
I don't know. I just want to do this and surprise them. Yes, that's what I wanted to do.
And now some feedback from the boys about the project.
Hi, I'm Kaladi and I'm 14.
Hello, I'm Khalidi and I'm 13.
Thank you guys for doing this. The first question is, what did you first think when you realised that you'd be working with people that were significantly older than you? Kesrick, you first.
It felt different because I'm usually working with like people my age.
What did you think when you saw the ladies?
I thought it was going to be boring, but it turned out to be fun.
Kaladi, what did you think?
To be honest, I was a bit shocked, but I like to give everything a go.
When you say you're a bit shocked, tell us a bit more about that.
I wasn't expecting to work with people their age. I thought it was going to be with people like around 20s and 30s. When we got told that we was going to work with people from the Pineapple Club and that, I was a bit shocked, but I knew it was going to be adventurous, so it was all right.
How old do you think they were?
60s, 70s.
Is there anybody in your family that you know that is that age?
Only one person, really, my grandma. And yeah, she's like a mum to me, so like the way they talk to me and that, like I'm kind of used to it because they talk to me like the way my grandma would talk to me, like in a calm, respectful way.
Could you imagine your grandma doing this project?
Nope. I don't really think my grandma would be someone to like have the patience. My grandma's a bit like my mum. They get easily frustrated with like technology and things like that, so all the studio work and the driving and that, I don't think my grandma would have been able to cope with it.
So what do you think it was about those ladies that meant they could do it?
I think like they were more ambitious, ready to try new things for the main time that they have left.
Oh, develop that. What do you mean by that?
They're willing to try as much things as they can and like have an open mind towards everything.
Do you think because they're making the most of the time they have left? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yep, that's the word.
Kesrick, what was it about these ladies then that made them able to do it?
They didn't give up.
Can you remember who particularly?
Kareem, who tried and tried and tried.
Did it change the way you guys might see people of that generation, I wonder, in terms of what they might be capable of?
Yes. It kind of changed the way like I see people of older age, like on a normal daily basis, you don't expect to find older people like in studios, driving. Yeah, I didn't expect them to cope with like the amount of pressure they're people of old age. So I would expect them to be more a bit relaxed and wouldn't want too much stress.
But what did you see?
I saw confidence and determination.
Kesrick, did it change how you see old people?
No, not really.
I just wondered, actually, guys, do you notice older people more now, having done the thing?
Still the same.
I think, yeah, when I look at older people now, like, I think there's no difference between what I can do and what they can do. Like, it's all about determination. If you want to do something, you can do it, no matter how old or what age you are.
Did you think that you developed any sort of friendship or working friendship with them? Keswick, let's start with you.
Yeah, I got to know them more and their personalities and things like that.
Khalida, you work with Isilda. What did you make of her?
Isilda was, she was happy, and when she made a mistake, she was able to resolve it and not do it again. When she was driving and she didn't need help that much, and when she was presenting as well.
Khalida, can I ask you? Did you see the age difference, or did you lose sight of the age difference at some point?
Isilda came across as like joker, don't get me wrong, in a nice way. She would have a laugh and everything. And Karina was a bit more like me. She was someone that was determined and a bit ambitious and head on. She likes to get the tasks done. She can also have a laugh out of what she's doing as well. So I don't really think that when we was working with them, the age really counted that much.
These projects aired different voices year on year, but a constant presence throughout was this SEN assistant. She describes what she saw happening on the projects for the boys involved. What's your overall impression of the intergenerational aspect of the work? How well do you think it works?
Well, I think it works really well. Obviously, we've been doing this for quite a few years. And I think in the first time I actually came down to the studio, I had reservations with the boys working, because obviously a lot of them have got social, emotional, behavioural, or are on the autistic spectrum. And I didn't envisage how well it would actually work. I think it's very good for them, because a lot of the kids come from, I think I've said before, from broken families. So therefore they don't always have a lot of relationships with their grandparents, and also some of the boys' parents have passed away and they only live with their grandparents. I think there was one last year we had. So the mix of the way that they interact with the elder people because of their own personal context, I think has become very, very interesting. The diversity of the Jamaican, we have a lot of problems at school with Jamaicans, Africans, Asians and white. So consequently, when you...
What do you mean by that? What's that?
there's lots of lots of racism, to put it quite crudely, between all of them, and it is across the board.
Quite clannish.
Very, extremely tribal, as in like football, you know, football teams type thing, and for them to come down here and work with West Indian ladies, if they're African, if they're of West Indian descent, or white or Irish, and all of that, I was quite concerned initially, but I think it's done wonders actually, because I think that they not only look at the people with more respect, but also I think it's helped bridge that generation gap.
Okay, that's a whistle-stop selection to illustrate the first project under consideration, the Boys' School and the Senior Citizens Luncheon Club, as featured in Chapter 3 of my thesis, Voice in Radio.